Hello again, everybody. I'm Ashley Docking inside the Fantasy Sports Network studio because it is time to look at the ideal DraftKings lineup for Week 10. We're going to start at the quarterback position, and we're talking about Blake Bortles. He's a steal at the $5,600 price tag. He should continue his breakout season against a Ravens defense that has forced just 3 interceptions and given up 16 touchdowns and over 2,400 yards through the air. Moving on to the wide receiver position, you have to start with Allen Robinson. He's $6,700 and has 4 straight games of at least 20 DraftKings points and is a must stack with Bortles. He is emerging as one of the NFL's best receivers. Next on the list, Demaryius Thomas. $7,400 is in line for a big game against the Chiefs defense that has allowed the most points to opposing wideouts. And rounding out the trio, Brandon Cooks. $6,000. Cooks has started to pick up his play as of late and needs to be considered a solid wide receiver too moving forward. He, of course, 16 grabs for 240 yards and 3 touchdowns over the last 3 weeks. Now, you can up your ground game against the Giants this week. They have given up at least 100 yards rushing in 4 straight contests, making LeGarrette Blount hard to ignore. He, of course, $4,900. And, of course, let's not forget about Antonio Andrews, $3,700 for the back who has 39 touches in his last 2 outings as the clear-cut Titans starting running back. He will be leaned on heavily once again against the Panthers, making him a big value play. Moving on to tight end, we're talking about Jordan Reed. He's been one of the most reliable tight end options, registering double digits in all but 1 contest this year. He's facing off against the Saints, and that defense has allowed 725 yards to the tight end position. Now, forget about the Broncos, forget about the Jets. We're talking Panthers for your DST this week. They're $3,300, and they've developed into a powerhouse defense, averaging 9.8 fantasy points per game. They're a strong play against a Titans offense that lacks both consistency and playmaking options. With the budget you've saved at running back, you can put a player like Dez Bryant in your flex spot. He's $7,800, and he'll be far too much for a struggling Bucs secondary to handle. Once again, here's your optimal DraftKings lineup for Week 10. Take a look at all the great options we've outlined for you. And for the best fantasy advice around, please be sure to visit fntsy.com.